WTAW News Time is 6:06. 57 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos Valley Floor and Design, the largest selection at the best prices, and that's a promise. Visit the showroom off Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The final 2 days of early voting in Brazos County offered extended hours today and tomorrow from 8 until 8 at 5 locations. More information is online at BrazosVotes.org, including where you can vote on Election Day for the first time at any of the county's 26 voting centers. County Clerk Karen McQueen says early voting is down almost 200 from the last city school election from 2 years ago. At last count, the number was just over 1,600. One of two contested races on the Bryan School Board involves the selection of a new person representing single-member District 4. Jimmy Arnold and Ruthie Waller both participated at the Chamber of Commerce Candidates Forum earlier this month. On the subject of disruptive students, Waller says parents want to know about their child's behavior in school.
Of course, as a teacher and administrator, the very first thing I would do, if it wasn't something drastic and I had to remove the child from my class, is call the parents. Let them know together what can we do to affect change so that this doesn't happen again.
Arnold says you have to set student expectations in the classroom.
Some of the students receive discipline at home and support from home. Some don't. But if they know when they are in that classroom what that teacher is expecting of them, then they have no excuse. Now, how that would, you know, if you don't ever have the problem, then you don't have to worry about how to handle it.
On our website at WTAW.com, you can hear a podcast of the Chamber Forum. The vote to raise the federal debt ceiling in the U.S. House did not include Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan. He says there was no input from House members or their constituents.
I can tell you it's an ugly deal. The process was awful. This was done over the course of a few days behind closed doors.
Flores says debt will go up by $1.5 trillion without any reforms attached to restore responsibility. He did support two parts of the bill, 2 years of higher defense spending and a reduction in Obamacare's burden on employers. The Research Valley Partnership Economic Development Agency has received all its local funding for the new fiscal year. The Bryan City Council voted 4-3 after an attempt to delay failed by the same margin. Mike Sutherland was not successful in postponing the vote until after the RVP board was expanded to include a council representative.
I do have a problem with the way it's organized now. I think we need to withhold our $350 until we can address the organization and that we can bring the power of the three powers of three entities back, because without being on the executive committee, you're really left out.
College Station Mayor Nancy Berry on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says the RVP formed a committee to add members from both councils and the Brazos County Commission to the executive board. Berry says action could take place as early as next month by the RVP and the three governmental agencies to change the agency's bylaws. At this time yesterday, local law enforcement and other first responders were in a training exercise at Bryan's Premier Cinemas that has mirrored real life in other parts of the country. There was a simulated mass shooting and hostage situation that involved negotiation teams from Bryan, College Station, and Brazos County. Two fraternities and a sorority from Texas A&M provided 80 volunteers. You can see photos provided by Bryan Police on our website at WTAW.com. Texas A&M employees and students are invited to participate in a forum with President Michael Young next Tuesday. The event, sponsored by the University Staff Council, will include the opportunity to ask questions in person or by email. The hour-long forum starts Tuesday morning at 10 in Rudder Auditorium and will be followed by a reception in the Rudder Exhibit Hall. For those unable to attend, it will be streamed. The link is on our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 57 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos Valley Floor and Design. More news on the way at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
Good morning, it's 6:10, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Lots of sunshine across the area today, highs up around 80, clouds overnight 60 to 65. Cloudy, breezy, maybe a shower, thunderstorm late tomorrow 75 to 80. Hey, showers will end across the region Saturday. It'll be breezy and warm. Highs are going to be near 80 degrees. Well, for the game in South Carolina Saturday, game time 11 o'clock. Looks like lots of sunshine in Columbia, and temperatures will be close to 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I guess we better tell Rob where they're playing.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah, okay. That's actually a home game. We'll have more from the offense and defense, as a matter of fact, talking Aggie football. Have a high school football report, which I know you're going, hey, it's Thursday. Well, they're playing today because they changed things up because of the weather that's not in South Carolina.
Yeah.
We'll have all that and more coming up in sports at 6:50.
There you go. Boy, it's nice outside this morning.
Oh, gorgeous.
Love it.
Yeah, actually, my temp said 52. So that was, but it's good. It's all right, and a little north breezes, and we're going to have northeast winds all day. And yesterday was a pretty nice day, too, really. Anyhow, chances of rain that we're seeing, 40% on Friday is what they're telling us now. Then Friday night, an 80% chance of heavy rain, and winds gusting up to 20 miles an hour. And then 70% chance of rain on Saturday. So we'll see. And the thing is, by trick-or-treat time, everything will be all right, because most of the rain's probably going to happen before 1 o'clock. So just plan to – and remember, you can't take umbrellas to the great big football stadium.
No.
Even though there may be enough room.
They frowned it on that.
Yeah, maybe enough room. Yeah. So anyway, wind's calm, all that stuff. In the meantime, under the gosh who knew situation, a deaf student named Matt Creerer has sparked a change when he noticed a hand symbol used at the Utah State Games is similar to a sign language term for a specific part of a female.
Oh.
Okay.
The current symbol for the school spirit is an A for Aggies, because they are Aggies, with pinkies used to make horns. Well, so Matt, who's a graduate student in the deaf education program there, said that the symbol also refers to that piece of anatomy, female, that we really don't want to talk about, in the American Sign Language. Took matters into his own hands, so to speak, suggesting a change to the hand symbol. He suggests putting the fists side by side and making the horns with your pinkies. Don't do that while you're driving, because it takes both hands. He says the message had positive responses so far. So, I mean, think about that. This kid may end up changing the hand symbol of a university sports team, which would be pretty. That's pretty significant, as a matter of fact. But, I mean, really, that's, sorry.
Maybe we can get him to take a second look at that other big school here in Texas.
Well, that's, yeah, that's because, yeah. Maybe
just asking.
Yeah.
Well, who knows what that means?
Well, exactly. And if we could just find one person that offended, that's enough for them to move on it, right?
One person's enough.
Yeah.
Info.
Nation.
Or if we could find one person who thinks they're offended, that might be enough. Just say it.
Get in real trouble if someone's offended that the other person's offended.
Oh,
yeah,
that's not good.
Man.
That's,
yeah, you're
oh,
right. No.
Where does it end?
You'll have to watch football games with your hands in your pockets. Well, your own pockets.
For millions of Texans, it's a way of life. Hunting and fishing are part of what makes Texas, Texas. A proud tradition we've cherished for generations. A God-given right we can never take for granted. But because anti-hunting and fishing groups are scheming to infringe on our right, our heritage is at stake. Our economy, too. Nearly 3 million Texans exercise their right to hunt and fish, spending billions of dollars every year, a big boost to our economy. Keep Texas strong and free by voting yes on Proposition 6. Proposition 6 guarantees the right to hunt and fish in our state constitution. Yes on Proposition 6. Vote early if you can. The early voting period has already begun and runs through Friday, October 30th. Election day is Tuesday, November 3rd. Yes on Proposition 6. Political ad paid for by Texans United for Hunting and Fishing Rights, PAC.
Good morning. It's 6:15, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's Thursday. It's the 29th of October, day 302, 63 to go. It's National Cat Day.
It doesn't matter how many days
they just
have. They won't
day?
Care.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't care.
Well, yeah. They're, also World Psoriasis Day. Nice that they share each other. Hermit Day.
And they wouldn't know either.
Yeah, that's right. And Internet Day.
Oh.
Because this was when, like, this is when we did, like, the ARPANET thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the precursor, if you will. So, all right, there you go. That's in 1969. All right, here we go.
India Isley is 22 years old from Secret Life.
Yeah.
And she's also in Underworld. John Abrams is 38. That's Robert De Niro's kid.
Oh, yeah.
Gabrielle Union is 43. She's been in several movies. Winona Ryder, who we haven't heard from for a while. Which for her is good.
Is she staying normal?
Yes, and relatively out of trouble because we haven't heard about her. She's 44.
Yeah.
Jolie Fisher is 48 years old from Ellen Until Death. Randy Jackson is 54 years old from the Jackson 5, of course. Uh-huh. Dan Castellaneta.
Yeah, him.
From The Simpsons. He's Homer.
Yeah.
And several others. Grandpa, Clown, Krusty the Clown, etc.
He makes a lot of money.
Yep. Kate Jackson is 67 years old. Richard Dreyfuss is 68. And Denny Lane from the Moody Blues is 71.
Melba Moore, remember her? She's 70 years old today. And Roger O'Donnell from The Cure and We're at Work. Who knew? Yeah, right. Did I mention it's Cat Day? All right, there you go.
In the same vein as The Cure?
Yeah.
Does your Christmas wish list include a store full of Christmas shoppers? To make sure your business has a Merry Christmas, you need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message full of holiday cheer. That partner is Brazos Family Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Family Magazine, contact Santa's Elves at Bryan Broadcasting.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So are you just disgusted with how much the U.S. government wastes your tax dollars? All right, there's even more government spending to be disgusted over because it turns out the feds have spent $107,379 studying the psychology of disgust. According to the Washington Free Beacon, the National Institutes of Health is spending over $100,000 studying disgust. Hypothesizing that all bullying behavior begins with feelings of revulsion, like over government spending. The study has cost you well over $100,000 thus far. The budget for the project doesn't expire until August of 2016. So guess what? You'll get more disgusted, and they'll study more about your reaction to disgust. No wonder 71% of Americans are fed up with this government.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, you've heard the story of Hansel and Gretel, where Hansel leaves breadcrumbs on a trail so that they can find their way back home. Well, that's what you do if, for example, you use a public Wi-Fi, or you shop online, or you give out your Social Security number at your doctor's office or at the bank. You're leaving little breadcrumbs on a trail for some identity thief to steal your identity and take everything you own. Now, at LifeLock, they use proprietary technology to detect the signs that someone has picked up the breadcrumbs and trying to steal what's yours. Now, you may think you have free credit monitoring, but guess what? They don't do what LifeLock does. Now, at LifeLock, they're going to keep your identity, your good name, and credit in check, watch out for your retirement, do all of these things in this day and age where an identity theft happens every 2 seconds, and these plans start at only $9.99 a month. Go to LifeLock.com right now. Use the promo code Hannity. You save 10% on your membership. Or you can call, mention my name, 800-440-4836, 1-800-440-4836, 1-800-440-4836. For LifeLock.com.
In Brenham National Bank's 83-year history in Washington and Brazos County, we've put down deep roots in ag lending. Hi, I'm Nathan Van Noord.
And I'm Teresa Hernandez.
We provide loans to purchase, refinance, and improve farm and ranch real estate. Need an operating loan, or is it time to replace that aging tractor? Let us be your partner in agriculture.
At Brenham National Bank, we understand country living because we live there too.
Brenham National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Attention parents with special needs children. Power Sports is now offering a special needs competitive cheerleading team, and it's completely free. Power Sports' new special needs program is a great way to get your child involved in activities which will help them improve on motor skills, communication, team building exercises, and more. For more information on the Power Sports special needs program, call Power Sports at 979-776-0018 or check them out on the web at powersportskids.com.
Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. This morning, the government issues its first of three estimates of growth in the July to September quarter. Economists say it's likely to show that the economy eked out just a 1.7% annual growth rate last quarter, a subpar pace, but they expect an acceleration in the last 3 months of the year. Computer problems that delayed about 20 Alaska Airlines flights are being resolved this morning. Crews are fixing the problems and systems are returning to normal. Late last night, several computer systems ran into technical problems, including programs for passenger check-in and for pre-flight departure paperwork. A UN aviation panel has rejected a ban on rechargeable battery shipments on passenger airliners, despite evidence they can cause explosions and unstoppable in-flight fires. The U.S. voted in favor of that ban. Crude oil down 38 cents this morning at $45.56 a barrel. On Wall Street futures, pointing to moderate losses at the open. That's your Money Now.
In the time you spent listening to this radio spot, you could have completed and submitted an entire expense report with a simple picture of your receipt. That's all it takes for you to get back to work and for your business to run more efficiently. To learn more and discover all the ways Concur helps manage your company's expenses, just go to tryconcur.com for a free test drive.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF. We create chemistry.
This morning's financial report has been brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Our oversensitive culture is now basically a snake eating its own tail. According to the Inclusive Excellence Center at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, it's a place I want to hang out, it's no longer politically correct to use the term politically correct. Why? They say, quote, it has become a way of deflecting and say that people are being too sensitive and police language. They didn't, however, propose an alternative term to the use instead. They also say words like lame should be eliminated because it, quote, reduces the experience of individuals living with physical disabilities to a punchline. Other words and phrases they don't like include third world, since it implies some countries are inferior. Crazy, since it's offensive to people with mental illness, and man up because it's sexist. Well, you may think I'm crazy, but I'm gonna man up, and I think walk into the Excellence Center at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee with a big plate of bacon while drinking a beer and toting in my concealed carry and see how politically incorrect they find that. And that is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. If you're looking for something unusual for someone, you can get a custom piece made there, or maybe an heirloom piece would do the trick for you. He's even got some of those reproduced Fabergé eggs. I mean, literally a little something for everybody at David's Jewelry and Coin, including investment stuff like gold and silver. You can actually get the physical bullion. To find out more, go to davidsjewelryandcoins.com. You can also find them. They're on Old College in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's, just down from IHOP. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
The fear of missing out. FOMO. It can strike at any time, like not finding out about Sarah's killer party till you see everyone's pics on social media. It should have been you behind the person wearing that stir-fry wok as a hat. FOMO. Or not catching that episode everyone's talking about because you had to work late. Does the crew survive the zombie uprising? Spoiler alert, their brains don't. FOMO. But with all the tech features in the stylish Toyota Corolla, you won't miss out on anything because you have everything. Like available smart key system with push-button start, Entune multimedia with navigation, integrated backup cam, and of course, style like never before. So no mo, FOMO. Right now, qualified lessees can lease a stylish new 2016 Corolla LE for only $169 a month for 36 months with $999 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and end 11-2-15.
Good morning. It's 626. I'm Razz's Valley Weather Forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. We'll get up to 80 today. Pretty sunny skies. Northeasterly winds at 5 to 10. Turning to the southeast this afternoon. Then tonight, about 62 for our low, and we'll have clouds. Then tomorrow, the rain should start. They're telling us a 40% chance of some showers during the day. And kind of breezy, high about 78, winds southeasterly at 10 to 20. The showers and thunderstorms on Friday night, we're looking at a chance of 80% and wind gusts up to about 20 miles an hour. As for Saturday, it's showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly before 1 o'clock. So enough to kind of mess up the game. It starts, obviously, at 11 and maybe as you're getting to the game. Then it should end. 70% chance of rain on Saturday during the day, and then at night, no chance of rain. It gets cleared out of here, and 60 will be our low under cloudy skies. Sunshine comes back on Sunday with a high of 75, and we'll hit 78 on Monday. Right now, the winds are calm, 87% relative humidity. We're looking at 55.
Howdy, Ags. Come by the wine bar at Messina Hoff Winery, featuring the best wines in Texas. Thursday nights are Aggie nights. Stop by and show your Aggie ring or ID. The wine bar at Messina Hoff Winery, only 10 minutes from campus. Find us on Facebook or at messinahoff.com.
The quality of your health care depends a lot on the doctors you choose. So how do you choose the right doctor? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
You know the story of Hansel and Gretel, where Hansel left breadcrumbs on the trail so they could find their way back home? That's what you do when you use public Wi-Fi, or shop online, or give out your social security number at your doctor's office or the bank. You leave breadcrumbs on the trail for someone to possibly steal your identity and take everything you own. At LifeLock, we use proprietary technology to detect signs that someone has picked up your breadcrumbs to take what's yours. And unlike free credit monitoring services that only alert you, we have a dedicated resolution staff to help clean things up if all those breadcrumbs get messy. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but with LifeLock, you can keep doing the things you do every day and feel better protected. Isn't it time to help protect yourself from someone eating your financial lunch? Plans start at $9.99 a month. Right now, you can get 10% off. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code NEWS.
Choosing a good doctor is so important and often so complicated.
You know, our view is that nobody wants second best in health care. It's worth it to put a little bit of time and effort into picking the best doctors and the best hospitals.
Dr. John Conley, publisher of the website AmericasTopDoctors.com.
So I think people, justifiably so, are becoming more informed, more aggressive healthcare consumers, and there's more and more information out there every day to help them make good choices.
There are good and competent doctors all over the country.
But there are, you know, different degrees. If you've got something that's really critically wrong and it's very serious or rare, you want to go to one of the major academic health centers, major teaching hospital. And if I had a life-threatening problem, that's where I'd go. If you've got typical problems, there are many excellent physicians in every community around the country and community hospitals.
AmericasTopDoctors.com has become a trusted, independent, and well-respected source. If you need a doctor, it's a good place to start.
We identify almost 50,000 top doctors all over the country, and many of them, we have a list called America's Top Doctors and America's Top Doctors for Cancer, are really the super specialists at the major medical centers.
You can link to AmericasTopDoctors.com from our website, SomethingYouShouldKnow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
If you're a high school senior, join your classmates and commit to attending all of your classes this year.
At the end of the school year, Atkinson Toyota Scion is giving away a new Scion, or you could win one of many scholarships.
Details online and on Facebook.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 57 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to MarEyeCenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A reminder that early voting continues through tomorrow at 5 locations in Brazos County, with extended hours from 8 until 8. If you wait until Election Day for the first time, you can vote at any of the 26 voting centers. More information is online at BrazosVotes.org. There will be two new members of the Bryan School Board. Some will choose who will represent single-member District 4. Ruthie Waller and Jimmy Arnold were among the participants in this month's Chamber of Commerce Candidates Forum. Both were asked about teacher retention. Arnold says all employees need to be appreciated.
We do work hard, I believe, to make that happen. But with over, 2,300 employees scattered across, 26 campuses, sometimes that's a challenge. As far as retention, I think that it is not that we want to be on average or anything, but this is something that's being experienced across the country and across the state.
Waller noted 26% of Bryan ISD's teachers left last year.
Those teachers have been in this district, most of them, for a long time. They understand our students. They know our clientele. I personally don't think it is our social economic makeup. There's something systemic. Is it an easy fix? I don't think so, but all three of us feel like we need to be inside. I need to be on the board to be able to look into it, delve into it, and affect change.
You can hear a podcast of the Chamber Forum on our website at WTAW.com. Back to early voting, Brazos County Clerk Karen McQueen says just over 1,600 have cast ballots through late Wednesday, which is down almost 200 from the last city school-only election from 2 years ago. With some opposition, local funding partners have approved this year's contracts with the Research Valley Partnership Economic Development Agency. The Bryan City Council's 4-3 vote followed the same split against Mike Sutherland's amendment to postpone until they get a vote on the RVP's executive board.
You can sit in on the meetings, but you can't vote. You can't make any motions. You have no control. The only control that we have is, as you said, that $350,000. And I think withholding it until they get it done is going to put enough pressure on them to get something before us so that we can make some changes if we need to. But with be absent that, we'll just keep on going like we've been going over the past 10 years, as Councilmember Stein's pointed out.
Earlier this month, the same issue faced the College Station Council. Mayor Nancy Berry on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says a committee will meet Friday attempting to resolve the issue that includes her, Bryan Mayor Jason Byinski, Brazos County Judge Dwayne Peters, and the RVP's Executive Board Chairman.
I think it could take place as soon as November, once the bylaw committee gets together and hashes it out and it gets approved. It could come back to the board at the next board meeting.
At last week's College Station Council meeting, it was announced RVP President Todd McDaniel received a 2-year extension on his contract. Texas A&M President Michael Young is visiting with the university community as a whole for the first time in his nearly 6 months on the job. The university staff council is sponsoring what is being described as a conversational forum. It's Tuesday morning at 10 in Rutter Auditorium, and it will be followed by a reception in the Rutter Exhibit Hall. While the forum is oriented towards A&M's various staff categories, organizers emphasize it's also open to faculty and students. After introductory remarks, the president will field questions from those in the audience and by email. The event will be streamed for those who are unable to attend. A link is on our website at WTAW.com. Bryan's Premier Cinemas was open early yesterday for a feature that was not played on any of its screens. Instead, it was a law enforcement training exercise reacting to an active shooter in the theater complex. On our website at WTAW.com, you can see the photos provided by Bryan Police of what went on as officers simulated negotiations with a shooter who barricaded himself in a room with hostages that followed a mass shooting. Other local first responders participated along with 80 volunteers from Texas A&M fraternities and sororities. While the U.S. House sent on to the Senate a deal raising the federal debt ceiling, those voting no included Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan. Flores calls it an ugly deal that was done over the course of a couple of days made behind closed doors.
Congress is supposed to work the laws up through a member-driven process where each of us individually come up with ideas. We run that through committee, and then it goes to the House floor. It's open for amendments, and it's all transparent.
Flores supported two parts of the legislation.
It provides 2 years of predictable, steady funding at higher levels for the Defense Department, and that we needed. And that's where this started out, was to lift the caps on defense spending to fit the national security needs that the country has in light of Obama's foreign policy failures.
Flores said there is also a reduction in Obamacare's burden on employers. And the Katy School District has responded to the junior high student who complained about an assignment that she says questioned students' religious beliefs. Officials called the writing assignment a mistake, but did not address allegations the teacher told students to deny the existence of God. 12-year-old Jordan Woolley says students were told that God is a myth. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 57 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news coming up at 7 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Hello, this is Kit Hickman. I was on the Bryan ambulance called to help save Buppy Simank, who had been crushed by a trailer and not breathing for about 5 minutes. We can count on Buppy to help provide Bryan first responders with the support, tools, and training we need to help save lives. That is why the Bryan Firefighter Association is giving their support and endorsement to Buppy.
I am running for Bryan City Council to serve a community that I owe my life to. Vote Buppy Simank during early voting or Election Day, Tuesday, November 3rd.
Political ad paid for by the Buppy Simank campaign, Kenny Lawson, Treasurer.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Team Auto in Navasota, Zwarnemann Flooring, and The Sleep Station.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Good morning, it's 6:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or go to actionsportstx.com. Here we go.
High pressure remains in control of our weather today, so we see lots of sunshine in the forecast. We're going to head up to about 80. Clouds will start to increase tonight, however, lows 60 to 65. Cloudy and breezy tomorrow, 75 to 80. There's the chance of a shower or a thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon. Rain and thunderstorms tomorrow night, lows 65 to 70. The rain tapers off to showers and ends Saturday, breezy, highs around 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Got hit in the mouth the last 2 weeks. You know, definitely some of these younger guys got to, you know, make them come along.
That's Joe Cheek. He's getting ready for South Carolina along with the rest of the Aggies. We'll have more on Aggie football. High school football moved up a day due to the impending weather. We'll have more with the high school football report and Zach Taylor. Game 2 of the World Series was last night, and it wasn't nearly as long. It was almost 2 hours shorter, as a matter of fact. We'll have all that and more coming up in sports here in about 10 minutes or so.
You know, the Mets have a secret weapon for next game because they're in trouble, you know.
It's 2-0.
Yeah, we'll tell you about that next hour.
Oh, being sneaky.
So did you boys watch the debate?
Yep.
I saw some of it.
This is the most entertaining debate I can ever remember.
Apparently, I missed the fireworks.
Yeah, just I ever remember. I mean, and Chris Christie spoke to that. And really, I think word for word, Chris Christie probably had the best debate of anybody, just in my opinion.
Mm. Yeah, he did pretty well.
Because, I mean, as you look at it, it's going to end up being one person against another person, okay?
Correct.
And so I thought when you compare, for instance, Ted Cruz, who was a two-time national debate champion in college,
yes.
I mean, he knows how to put thoughts together. I don't have the audio, and I wish I did, of one of the best answers, which was from Mike Huckabee, having to do with the blimp. Okay, you know about the blimp that got away?
Yes.
And the military blimp, and it's apparently it was the tie-downs that caused the problem because they're dragging along the ground, knocking out power and stuff. And he did about a 30-second off the top of his head description. He said that blimp is just like the government. It comes plowing through wherever it can. It leaves people powerless in its wake, and there's nothing that we can do about it. And you know, and what that and I said to my wife, I said, that's because that guy grew up in radio.
Yep.
He can talk. He can talk that well. He created this picture. And it's because he was 14 years old and 50 years ago he's doing radio. I mean, because he learned how to put word pictures together. He can do a great job. Carly Fiorina does presentations. I mean, that's what she does.
The smile line at the beginning was brilliant, too.
That
was awesome.
And so she can talk extemporaneously on things. If they have some facts, they can put together pretty good words, pretty good positions. Here,
The first question these idiots ask is, what is your weakness? And this is so
Gee,
Carly.
After the last debate, I was told that I didn't smile enough.
So she stopped to smile. Yeah, yeah.
And it was campy enough to be cute.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Yeah.
But I also think that these are very serious times. 75% of the American people think the federal government is corrupt. I agree with them. And this big, powerful, corrupt bureaucracy works now only for the big, the powerful, the wealthy, and the well-connected. Meantime, wages have stagnated for 40 years. We have more Americans out of work, or just Americans who've quit looking for work for 40 years. Ours was intended to be a citizen government. This is about more than replacing a D with an R. We need a leader who will help us take our government back.
I mean,
wowzer.
I mean, again, that's just from a president, a lady who makes her living doing presentations.
And sharp as a tack.
That's right. You give her an opportunity to actually make a comment, and you'll get a good one. Another one from Huckabee. They ask him something about, you know, is Donald Trump, you know,
was a cartoon character?
Yeah, exactly. A superhero. And so he says,
I love Donald Trump. He is a good man. I'm wearing a Trump tie tonight. Get over that one. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that made in Mexico?
I don't know.
Is it made? Is it made in
China? Made
in China
or Mexico?
I have no idea.
And that is, China or Mexico? And by the way, such a nasty question.
And
oh.
Yeah.
Oh, there was a lot of that last night.
And you know, these people were morons, okay?
They were idiots.
Now, so it ended up being the Republican field versus CNBC. Very much. Very much.
Yep.
And one person said, maybe a couple of them did afterwards, I wish, I'm not sure who it was, but one of them said, you know who I'd like to have, it was on Sean Hannity, so he's, you know, he's going to kiss up to Hannity, but he said, I'd like to have you and Rush Limbaugh and Mark Levin, I'd like to have you three ask us questions. I just want to be asked a question by somebody who's going to vote Republican.
Which I think that's a great point.
That's fair.
Yeah, and I thought that pretty well laid out exactly what we were dealing with. But here's the other deal.
They were so pious about it, though. That was the thing that really frosted
my... Well, pious and stupid.
Yeah.
Which is a really bad combination. Here's what they missed in the beginning, in the very beginning, and just kind of to give you a little view, because I do a few of these forums, and what you have to do is you've got to listen to what the answer is and let it be organic. They wanted to move along so quickly while these people were actually discussing things among them. I mean, they would go to a non sequitur question after they were really discussing some things of substance. And that means that they felt their time was more important on the stage than the candidates.
Mm.
And that's a really, really bad thing. It's a really bad thing. And I think that's kind of the overview. But it was basically the candidates against the moderators. And, you know, from that standpoint, one thing I found out that was interesting is that the Board of Regents, first of all, of the Colorado system, are elected, not appointed. And secondly, there are 5 Republicans and 4 Democrats, and that's the reason it ended up in Boulder, Colorado, because if you wonder how that happened. Now, in the junior varsity debate, let's go there for a second, because I don't know, the line of the night might have been from Lindsey Graham. They're talking to him about how to take care of the bad guys in the world.
To the Chinese, when it comes to dealing with me, you got a clenched fist or an open hand. You pick. The party's over to all the dictators. Make me commander-in-chief and this crap stops.
How's that?
There
wow.
You go.
Yeah, that's Lindsey Graham. Now, then there's the little dust-up in the Florida boys. Because, you know, I think it was the Sun Sentinel came out with an editorial saying that Rubio needed to resign the Senate because he had missed 24% of the votes, I think. John Kerry missed 63% of the votes when he was running for president. Just saying. Okay. So here's Jeb Bush.
I'm a constituent of the senator, and I helped him, and I expected that he would do constituent service, which means that he shows up to work. He got endorsed by the Sun Sentinel because he was the most talented guy in the field. He's a gifted politician. But Marco, when you signed up for this, this was a 6-year term, and you should be showing up to work. I mean, literally, the Senate, what is it, like a French work week? You get like 3 days where you have to show up? You can campaign or just resign and let someone else take the job.
How's that?
Ta-da!
And Rubio's response?
I think he thumbed his nose in. Now, that's a... But that's... See, That's as tough as Jeb Bush got.
Yep. Yeah.
And again, he came out wearing a dark suit and a black tie. So, and he almost looked like he wanted to, he had to get permission to talk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Very staid.
You appreciate the Bush's service to the country, but just because his last name is Bush. And at some point, there has to be some emotion. Oh, wait, no, there was Ben Carson. Yeah, you know, that guy really is a really, really smart guy. But all right, well, here we go.
The best policy is to get rid of all government subsidies and get the government out of our lives and let people rise and fall based on how good they are. And, you know, all of this too big to fail stuff and picking and choosing winners and losers, this is a bunch of crap. And it is really causing a great deal of problems for our society right now.
Okay, that's as charged up as he gets, see? And again, really a smart guy, really a smart guy, and has some good ideas, but you compare him to the presentation that you get from a Chris Christie, and it's beyond comparison. And I think Rand Paul fell asleep. I'm not sure, but they went, again, a good 20 minutes without talking to him.
Other than that opening statement, he was very...
Yep, so that was tough.
Is there any way we can make a rule, though, like shock collars?
Oh, it'd be wonderful. What you do is you turn their microphone off.
Well, I would like that as well. But until you answer the question, I'm going to hammer you with this shock collar.
Right.
And we can make it, if half the audience thinks you're not answering, then that's whatever.
Now,
but I'm so fed up with, here's the question, I'm going to say whatever the hell I want.
Sure. And that's that. As I said, the very first thing they did, the very first question is, what is your weakness? And the first person who answered was Kasich, and he didn't answer the question.
No, and I hate that.
Right, and he should have interrupted the candidate and said, I asked you a question. Now you get an opportunity to answer it, and he did.
Just frustrates the bejesus out of me.
They got off onto fantasy football, okay?
How I caught just world. Part of that part of it.
Say this.
Talking about getting
we have
government
a
involved. In fantasy football?
This is Chris Christie.
We have $19 trillion in debt. We have people out of work. We have ISIS and Al-Qaeda attacking us. And we're talking about fantasy football? Can we stop? Seriously. How about this? How about we get the government to do what they're supposed to be doing? Secure our borders, protect our people, and support American values and American families. Enough on fantasy football. Let people play. Who cares?
I mean, you don't hear any of that when the Democrats sit down.
Well, it's because they get softballs.
Yeah.
Now, and that was one of the other things.
Cruz pointed to that.
Yeah.
Basically, what's your favorite color?
Right.
Exactly. Between that and the, you know, okay, great. That's a great idea, Ms. Clinton. How are you going to pay for it?
Yeah. Anyway. If you want to do that kind of thing, last night was a pretty good example. I think it ran about 2 hours, and you may not want to watch it all, and I understand that. But we heard substantive discussions of the things that are important, and I was glad to hear that. All right, it's 6:49.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, October 31st, learn all about soil sampling and interpreting results. No other class can help you learn more about your soil and how to make it better. This week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
With so many people now hiring help with their landscape designs and installations, also the ongoing maintenance, a few tips for finding the right landscape contractor might be in order. I've prepared that list. I'll be back with details right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. This book was published just last year. It is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening, but an entirely new format. I barely opened the old 1991 book as I was writing this one. Chapter 1 covers the basics of successful gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 is the information I used to include in my annual Texas gardening calendars, when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants you're growing. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, turf, fruit, and vegetables. I self-published this book so I can sell it for only $28.95 plus tax and postage, signed copy. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. Satisfaction guaranteed. NeilSperry.com, 1-800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769, NeilSperry.com. So if you're looking for a great landscape contractor, you can look online, you can ask your nurseryman, you can also ask friends. In fact, referrals from friends or neighbors, that's a great place to start. If you know someone who has been really happy with the work done by one particular landscape contractor, his or her name needs to go onto your list. Ask your friend, of course, if you could take a look at the details of the work. See if it matches your expectations when given closer inspection. If it was a new landscape, ask how long it's been in place. You really can't tell much for the first year or two. By then, problems will have begun to shake out. Known examples of great work. If you see a house that especially appeals to you, stop and ask who did the work for them. Every gardener loves to get that kind of inquiry, even if they did the work themselves, probably especially if they did. If a contractor was involved, ask how he or she reacted to their wishes and changes. You're hiring someone who needs to be almost a member of your family in order to anticipate your goals and needs. Get a referral from your local nurseryman. This works best when you're dealing with a local independent retail garden center in your neighborhood. It's especially true if that nursery also has a wholesale division out in the back that sells to the landscape contractors. Either way, they know who does the best work in your part of town, and they may even know a few examples of that contractor's work to cite. Member of the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association. It's been many, many years now since the Texas Association of Nurserymen merged with the Texas Nursery and Landscape Contractors Association. They married the name because the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association, and it's a bonus if contractors you interview are members of that strong organization. Look for a Texas certified landscape contractor. That's your assurance you're getting the best of the best. There are specialty contractors. You might have forgotten this important community of support workers, but your landscape contractor won't. In fact, their work may actually be subcontracted. The contractor may hire them in. The list is virtually endless, but in broad strokes, it might be landscape lighting, it might be pools, it might be pavers, it might be any of those things. And then actual interviews. This is where the real decision needs to be made. You need to feel comfortable with your choice of people. You will become a team working toward your common goal, so you need to know that you can communicate with your landscape contractor. Discuss the level of involvement you're seeking, and then talk to them about what it would cost. I'm Neil Sperry. Spectacular foliage will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53. Mother Nature has stepped in and declared that today, Thursday, shall be Friday Night Lights in the Brazos Valley. So here's Zach Taylor with a high school football report.
With bad weather looming over the Brazos Valley this weekend, several high school football games have been moved up to tonight. A&M Consolidated will be at home against Rudder at 7:30. Tigers broadcast will be on News Talk 1620 WTAW and Rangers coverage on the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, on the other side of town, the Bryan Vikings host the College Station Cougars at 7. Vikes broadcast gets underway at 6:30 on Sports Radio 1150, and Cougar pregame kicks off at 6:30 as well on Peace 107. Rounding out area play, Brazos Christian and Allen Academy will both be in action tomorrow night. Top-ranked Navasota hosts Houston Wheatley Saturday afternoon at 1 on Navasota News 1550, and St. Joe's opponent for this week has forfeit and Buffalo has the week off. To listen to any game on the Bryan Broadcasting family of stations, head over to RadioAguilan.com, and to keep up with all of your favorite teams anytime, go to BrazosFootball.com. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thank you, Zach. Aggie football is gearing up to take on South Carolina on Halloween with the Gamecocks coming off a bye. Aggie senior defensive back Brandon Williams says they'll be more than ready.
Believe it or not, South Carolina, to me, in my eyes, you know what I'm saying, this is SEC. Every team can beat every team. So, to me, I mean, they bring a lot to the table. And I know they might bring some trick plays on the special teams or whatnot because they had, you know what I'm saying, a lot more time to prepare. So, yeah, I'm looking for a hard play. They're going to be fresh. They had a week off, too.
Despite suffering a two-game skid, Brandon and the Aggies defense has only given up an average of 22 points per game in the last two losses. On the other side of the ball, the Aggie offense has only scored 13 points per game, three last week against Ole Miss. Here's offensive lineman Joseph Cheek.
Got hit in the mouth the last 2 weeks. You know, definitely some of these younger guys got to, you know, make them come along, make them realize, hey, we got to get things going. We got to get better. You know, it can get worse. Another good team coming in this week.
The Maroon and White will take the field Saturday at 11. The Fan Zone Show with Scott and Tom gets underway at 8 on WTAW. Not a baseball with the Kansas City Royals own a 2-0 lead in the World Series after Johnny Cueto fired a two-hitter in complete game and a 7-1 rout of the New York Mets last night. Eric Hosmer delivered a tie-breaking two-run single in the Royals' four-run fifth before Alcides Escobar laced an RBI triple to the gap in a 3-1 eighth. But the head man for the Royals, Ned Yost, gave the ball to Cueto.
Johnny thrives in this environment. He's comfortable in this park. He loves our fans. He feeds off their energy. You know, and I just felt very, very strongly that he was going to put up a great performance, and he did.
The Mets send Noah Syndergaard to the mound against Yordano Ventura in Game 3 Friday, which is actually in New York. Hoops got underway here in Aggieland with the first-team All-SEC performer Daniel House scoring a game-high 15 points as the Maroon squad earned a 48-34 victory over the White squad during Texas A&M men's basketball annual Maroon and White scrimmage. The equestrian team takes on the University of South Carolina at home today at 10 o'clock, and the Aggie softball team has a doubleheader against Blinn. That kicks off at 4. On out of the NFL, where Cowboys wide receiver Dez Bryant could be back in the lineup Sunday against Seattle after missing 5 games with a broken right foot. Here's Cowboys head man Jason Garrett.
Every time Dez Bryant's broken the huddle in his career, I think the defensive guys are looking for where number 88 goes. So not only does he make a lot of plays, but he draws a lot of attention from the opposing defense.
Bryant did practice yesterday for the first time in almost 7 weeks, although he was limited. The Cowboys are 1-4 since he was injured in the opener against the Giants. And we'll wrap it up in the NBA as all the Texas teams got their season started yesterday. Russell Westbrook had 33 points and 10 assists, and the Oklahoma City Thunder beat San Antonio 112-106. Raymond Felton scored 18 points to lead 8 Dallas players in double figures, and the Mavericks rolled past Phoenix 111-95. Rick Carlisle chalked it all up to good defense.
Big key to the game was keeping turnovers down, and we only had 8. You know, against this team that turned us over 20 times in exhibition. So, you know, that was a great adjustment on the part of our guys. And, you know, we stayed in an attacking mode the entire night and never let up, and that's how we're going to have to play.
Daniello Gallinari scored 23 points as the Denver Nuggets never trailed the 105-85 victory over the Houston Rockets. And that's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Meet Fred, world champion excuse maker.
That's me.
He's been late for work 5 days in a row. His excuses?
Someone stole my steering wheel, my cat had a root canal, my cousin's houseboat sank, and I had to feed my neighbor's ferret.
So what's his excuse for not going to AggielandHelpWanted.com? He knows he'll find a terrific new job from a great local employer.
Yeah.
It's free. There are more local job postings than anywhere else, and applying for jobs is even easier than ever before.
Well, yeah.
So, champ?
I was abducted by aliens.
Uh-huh. There's no excuse. Go to AggielandHelpWanted.com today. Long name. Amazing results.
It's time to go back in time. Bud Light invites you to join the fun of the Texas Renaissance Festival happening every weekend through November 29th, including Thanksgiving Friday. Share in the merriment of hundreds of live performances, the taste of over 1,000 foods, and the fun of dozens of games and rides. Only a 50-acre theater could contain this much adventure. Tickets are on sale now at TexRenFest.com. Don't miss the legendary revelry of the Texas Renaissance Festival, brought to you by Bud Light. Huzzah!
At Bell Properties, we do all of your home work for you. Buy, sell, rent, invest, and property management. Call or text Bell Properties anytime, 979-595-3468. Ringing the door bell to your future home and investment properties. Bell Properties can help you with all your real estate needs. Buy, sell, rent, invest, and property management. Call or text Bell Properties today, 979-595-3468. Bell Properties for all your real estate needs.
About 80 for a high temperature today. Northeasterly winds turning around to the south tonight. 62 for a low. Tomorrow, 40% chance of rain during the day. 80% chance of rain tomorrow night. And 70% during the early part of...